The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating 50 years of promoting greater awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org.
On April 15, 2008, His Excellency Lee Myung-bak, the 17th President of the Republic of Korea, addressed the members, friends, and guests of the Korea Society at the organization's 2008 annual dinner. Stanley C. Gale, Chairman of Gale International and a co-chair of the dinner, introduces President Lee.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is my distinct honor to present to you Republic of Korea President Lee Myung-bak. Much like the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, President Lee rose from humble beginnings to achieve greatness through perseverance and hard work. As a child, he sold pop rice, flour cakes to support a family made destitute by years of war. In those trying times, a secondary education was a very distant hope. With intense resolve, however, President Lee passed the college entrance exam by working days and pursuing his studies at night. Upon graduation from Korea University, he became a salaryman at Hyundai Engineering and Construction, rising rapidly through the ranks to eventually become CEO. President Lee grew Hyundai ENC into an international powerhouse. Having made his mark on the corporate world, President Lee turned his attention to the public sector. As mayor of Seoul, his rich legacy includes the revamping of the public transportation system and the famed restoration of the Cheonggyecheong River. Though, and don't be fooled, somewhat slim in stature, then Mayor Lee was often referred to once again, as you've heard tonight, as the bulldozer, for his innate ability to surmount seemingly impossible obstacles. On February 25th, John Hines, my partner, sitting with us here this evening, and also President and CEO of Gale International, and I were very fortunate to be in attendance when President Lee gave his inaugural address. From the podium on that chilly evening, he gave remarks which we will all never forget. He said, "I will serve the people and bring peace to this nation. I will invigorate the economy and unite our society." He said, "I will strengthen our security and lay the foundation for peaceful unification. I will faithfully carry out duties to the international community and contribute to the prosperity of all peoples." As a devoted friend of Korea and the Korean nation, and as a member of the international business community, and as a very proud American, I wholeheartedly endorse President Lee's vision for Korea. I pledge to work tirelessly to do my part in fulfilling your vision. Now, I invite you all to hear directly from this great leader, President Lee Myung-bak. Please welcome him.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Gay. Yeah, you gave me, you make me a set. However, you make me encourage. Yeah. I thank Mr. Ban Ki-moon, Christopher Hills, for your speech. I'll give you some information regarding to Ban Ki-moon. He lost a job 2 years ago in Korea. He went out looking for a job all over the world. Yeah. Finally, he got a job in UN. Yeah. Yeah, please, yeah. Hey, 우리 그레이그 이사장님, 에반스 리비아 우리 회장님, 우리 또 방기문 사무총장님, particularly my friend, 줄리안이, yeah, 뭐가 돼? Why don't you ask me know how to win in this primary election? Yeah. 이 자리에 우리 또 부시바오 대사님 뭐 많은 분들 정말 반갑습니다.
Chairman Donald Gregg and President Evans Revere of the Korea Society, His Excellency Mr. Ban Ki-moon, Secretary General of the United Nations, and Mrs. Ban Ki-moon, the Honorable Mr. Rudolph Giuliani, former Mayor of New York, Ambassador Virchow and Mrs. Virchow, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen.
저는 좋은 친구가 어떤 것인가 하는 것을 늘 생각해 봅니다. 동생을 막론하고 좋은 친구란 기준은 오래된 친구가 좋은 친구고 또 어려울 때 함께하는 친구가 좋은 친구라고 합니다. 우리 코리안 소사이어티는 1957년 창설된 이래 지난 반세기 동안 한미 간 다채로운 학술 및 여러 분야의 교류를 하면서 양국의 이해와 교류의 폭을 넓히는 훌륭한 가교 역할을 수행해 왔습니다.
Whether in the East or the West, there are two rules when defining what constitutes a best friend. First, old friends are best friends because with time, as people become closer, they develop and share common values, interests, and ideals. Secondly, we call a friend that stands side by side in times of trouble and hardship a true friend. Over the past half century, since its founding in 1957, the Korea Society has been Korea's best friend, serving as a solid bridge between Korea and the United States, promoting mutual understanding through a wide range of academic, social, and cultural exchange programs.
오늘 코리안 소사이어티로부터 벤 프리드상을 공동 수상하는 미국 평화봉사단 단원들과 우리 덤바돌프의 교수님도 한미 우호협회의 역사를 써온 많은 공로자들의 실체사라고 생각을 합니다. 지난 수십 년 동안에 평화봉사단원들은 한국에서의 헌신적인 봉사를 통해서 한국인들의 가슴에 미국에 대한 감사와 신뢰의 마음을 심어주었습니다. 그동안 한국에서 근무했던 약 한 2천여 명이 넘는 평화봉사단원들의 희생과 노고의 감사의 뜻을 표하고자 이들을 한국에 다시 초청하고자 합니다.
Tonight, the Korea Society will award the Van Fleet Award to Peace Corps Korea and Mr. Don Oberdorfer, two of our best friends. They are living examples of those who have done their share in writing a long, rich history of friendship and cooperation between our two countries. Over nearly two decades, Peace Corps volunteers provided dedicated service to the people of Korea. Your selfless work has left in the minds of the Korean people a deep and lasting trust of the United States and gratitude toward its people. I invite the Peace Corps volunteers to return to Korea to witness the incredible transformation that they helped bring about. Go and listen to the deep appreciation of the Korean people towards the 2,000 and plus Peace Corps volunteers who played a critical role in our national transformation.
예, I think I see it over there. 캐슬린 스티븐슨 씨는 1975년 충남 부여에서 평화봉사단으로 활약하면서 한국과 첫 인연을 맺었고 30년이 지난 지금 그는 차기 주한미대사로 내정되었습니다. 대단히 뜻깊게 생각하면서 한국에 대해 애정을 가지고 일해온 그녀에게 한국 국민의 각별한 기대를 전하고자 합니다. 한국 전문가의 길을 평생 개척해 오신 오버돌파 교수의 저서 투 코리아스는 한반도와 남북관계를 다루는 사람들이 반드시 읽어야 할 책으로 자리를 잡았습니다.
I am especially pleased to hear that the Honorable Kathleen Stevens, a former Peace Corps volunteer herself who served in Puyo, South Chungcheong Province in 1975, 30 years later now today, she will return to Korea as the next U.S. ambassador to the Republic of Korea. She is a testament. She is a testament of the Peace Corps volunteers' enduring dedication towards strengthening our relationship, and I convey to you the deepest appreciation and affection of the Korean people. As for Mr. Oberdorfer, his extensive research and numerous publications on Korea and inter-Korean issues throughout his distinguished professional life has made him one of the most well-known and respected figures in Korea. His seminal work, The Two Koreas, is a must-read among scholars and students alike, studying the Korean Peninsula as well as inter-Korean affairs.
Our 한미 관계 발전에 함께하고 이를 성원해 오신 여기 계신 여러분들이야말로 우리 한국인들의 오랜 친구이자 어려울 때 항상 같이 한 좋은 최고의 친구라고 생각을 합니다.
All of you gathered here tonight are the likes of the Peace Corps volunteers and Mr. Oberdorfer in that you have dedicated a part of your life to bring peace and prosperity to the people of Korea. You stood with us in times good as well as bad. You stood with us to face challenges together, and for this, all of you are indeed Korea's best friends.
신사숙녀 여러분,
distinguished guests,
1948년 대한민국 정부가 수립된 이래 60여 년의 시간을 거치면서 국제 질서의 틀이 여러 번 바뀌었습니다. 그동안 한미 관계는 수많은 파고를 거치면서 더욱 단단해지고 성숙해 왔습니다. 6.25 전쟁에 참전한 많은 미국 병사들의 희생과 헌신이 없었더라면 오늘날의 대한민국은 존재하기 어려웠을 것입니다.
Over the past 60 years since the establishment of the Republic of Korea in 1948, we saw many changes take place in the international order. When challenges came our way, we overcame them. Opportunities we seized. Through it all, our bilateral relation matured and deepened into one based on mutual trust and common values. We remember the U.S. service men and women who fought side by side with us during the Korean War. Were it not for their noble sacrifice, the Republic of Korea now would not exist as a sovereign nation upholding democratic ideals, individual freedom, and the principle of a free market economy.
그러나 지난 몇 년간 한미 동맹의 약화를 우려하는 목소리도 있었습니다. 이것은 한미 관계가 장기적인 동맹의 관점에서가 아니라 이념과 정치 논리에 의해서 잠시 왜곡되었기 때문입니다. 21세기의 새로운 국제 환경에 직면하여 한국과 미국은 한반도 아시아의 평화 그리고 번영에 기여할 수 있는 새로운 전략적 마스터 플랜을 짜야 합니다. 그것은 바로 21세기 한미 전략 동맹으로 부를 수가 있습니다. 나는 21세기 한미 전략 동맹의 비전으로 가치 동맹, 신뢰의 동맹, 평화 구축 동맹의 3대 장점을 말씀드리고 싶습니다.
To be sure, there have been some concerns about a possible weakening of the Korea-U.S. alliance in recent years. I assure you that we shall and will move forward. The days of ideology are now over. Our alliance will not be dictated nor influenced by politics. The days of being confounded by ideology has now passed. We shall go forward together to pursue common interests, values, and norms. In the new global environment of the 21st century, Korea and the United States will work out a common strategy for peace and prosperity, not only for the Korean Peninsula, but also for Asia and the rest of the world. This strategic vision we shall call the 21st Century Korea-U.S. Strategic Alliance, and its three core principles will be common values, mutual trust, and peace. This strategic alliance is a value-centric, trust-based, peace-building partnership.
우리 한국은 우리 한국은 명실공히 자유민주주의와 시장경제 가치를 공유하고 있습니다. 동맹은 가치와 비전을 공유할 때 더욱 힘을 발휘할 수가 있습니다. 한국이 민주주의의 발전과 경제성장을 거듭한 결과 이제 양국은 한층 성숙한 가치동맹을 이룰 수 있는 수준에 도달했습니다. 그러한 가치의 공감대 위에 한국과 미국은 군사, 정치, 외교, 경제, 사회, 문화 등 포괄적인 분야에서 서로 공유하는 이익을 확대해 나감으로써 신뢰동맹을 구축해 나갈 것입니다.
Our two great countries share the values of liberal democracy and free market economy. The alliance will continue to grow stronger because the two countries share common values and visions for the future. With Korea's democratization, economic growth, and liberalization, the two countries are now ready to forge a strategic alliance. On the basis of shared values and mutual interest, Korea and the United States will seek ways to deepen and widen cooperation in a range of issues, from military, political, and economic to social and cultural realms, thus forging an alliance of mutual trust.
신뢰에 기반한 한미 군사 동맹은 한반도의 긴장 완화와 동북아시아의 평화를 위해 더욱 긴밀하게 공조하고 협력할 것입니다. 나아가 동아시아 국가들 간 안보 신뢰와 군사적 투명성을 높이는데 선도적 역할을 수행해야 합니다. 한미가 다자안보 협력의 네트워크 구축에 앞장섬으로써 동아시아의 화합과 도약을 위해 윤활 역할을 하는 동맹이 되어야 합니다.
The military alliance will reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula and promote regional peace. At the same time, the alliance will promote confidence building and enhance military transparency among the East Asian countries. The Korea-U.S. alliance will take the lead in spearheading the establishment of a multilateral security cooperation network in East Asia, and by doing so, serve as a facilitator in bringing about regional reconciliation and advancement.
또한 한미 양국이 새로운 성장 동력을 창출하기 위해서는 이미 양측이 서명한 한미 FTA를 조속히 발효시켜야 합니다. 한국의 경우 FTA는 수출 시장의 확대와 한국 경제의 체질을 강화하는 데 매우 도움이 될 것입니다. 한미 FTA는 미국에게도 큰 도움이 될 것입니다. 선진화된 서비스 산업을 한국에 진출시킬 수 있을 뿐만 아니라 역동적으로 성장하는 동아시아로 시장을 넓히는 데 있어 한국 시장을 전략적인 교두보로 삼을 수가 있을 것입니다.
Our two great countries are faced with an historic moment in furthering our economic partnership. We should ratify the Korea-U.S. FTA and create new engines of prosperity for the future. For Korea, the CORUS FTA will expand our exports market and strengthen our economic fundamentals through deregulation and competition. The CORUS FTA will serve United States' interests as well, enabling U.S. service sectors to make inroads into the expanding Korean market. Moreover, the CORUS FTA will become a strategic bridgehead for the United States to tap into one of the most economically dynamic regions and fastest-growing markets in the world, that of East Asia.
더 많은 사람들이 교류함으로써 한미 두 나라는 서로 더욱 협력하고 신뢰하게 될 것입니다. 조금 전 크리스토퍼 힐 특사가 이야기를 했습니다만은 이번 방미를 계기로 해서 한국의 비자 면제 프로그램 가입을 위한 양해각서가 서명이 되면 한미 간 인적 교류가 한층 더 활성화될 수 있을 것입니다.
The exchange of peoples and through the sharing of ideas, we will foster genuine cooperation and build trust between our two peoples. As Ambassador Hill rightly pointed out just a minute ago, Korea's entry into the U.S. visa waiver program will deepen our transnational network.
한미 동맹은 나아가 동아시아 지역 및 범세계적 차원의 전략적 이익을 공유함으로써 국제 평화 구축에 기여해야 합니다. 테러, 환경 오염, 질병, 가난에 시달리는 곳에 달려가 인도주의에 기초한 인간 안보를 정리하기 위해 함께 노력해야 합니다.
the Korea-U.S. alliance should also contribute to the promotion of international peace on the basis of common strategic interest at both regional and global levels. The two countries should work together to improve human security based on humanitarian ideals by engaging countries plagued by terrorism, environmental degradation, disease, and poverty.
존경하는 코리안 소사이어티 회원 여러분,
distinguished members and guests of the Korea Society,
한미 양국이 직면한 가장 중요한 도전은 역시 북한입니다. 북한 핵 문제를 해결해야만, 그리고 북한이 변화의 필요성을 깨닫도록 해야만 한반도의 궁극적인 평화와 통일을 앞당길 수가 있을 것입니다.
The most critical challenge facing our two nations is, no doubt, the North Korean issue. Only when the North Korean nuclear issue is peacefully resolved, and only when we succeed in persuading North Korea of the necessity for change, will it be possible for us to advance the ideals of peace and reunification on the Korean Peninsula.
북한의 경제적 어려움은 외부의 위협 탓이 아닙니다. 북한은 핵 보유 의도를 단념시키려는 국제사회의 노력을 자신에 대한 적대 정책으로 혼돈해서는 안 될 것입니다. 남북 관계는 여타 국가들끼리의 관계와는 다릅니다. 남북은 한민족이며 언젠가는 통일이 되어야 합니다. 국제사회도 한국이 북한에 대해 가지는 특별함을 이해해야 합니다. 우리 대한민국 정부와 국민들의 최우선 관심사는 북한에 진정으로 도움이 되는 길을 찾는 것입니다.
North Korea must realize that its economic difficulties do not stem from external threats. The international community endeavors to dissuade the North from acquiring nuclear capabilities, and North Korea should not take these efforts of persuasion as an act of hostility. Inter-Korean relation is unique and different from other relationships between states. The peoples of the two Koreas are one, and we will be reunified as one nation someday. It is my hope that the international community understands Seoul's special ties with Pyongyang and support our search for finding meaningful ways to initiate sincere, substantive dialogue with North Korea.
우리는 진심으로 북한 주민들을 사랑하며 북한 체제를 위협할 의도를 가지고 있지 않습니다. 북한 경제가 자립할 수 있도록 돕고 북한 주민들의 삶의 행복을 누릴 수 있도록 돕겠다는 것입니다. 우리의 정부의 진정성을 북한이 이해하고 호응하도록 계속 설득해 나갈 것입니다. 북한 핵 문제 해결을 도모하고 나아가 남북한 공동 번영을 추구함에 있어서 우리 대한민국은 인류의 보편적 가치의 틀에서 국제사회와 협력해 나아갈 것입니다.
Our sincere affection for our compatriots in the North runs deep. We have no intention of threatening their political regime. Rather, our goal is to help the North Korean economy stand on its own feet and allow the people to live in dignity and enjoy true happiness. Despite the many challenges that lie ahead, we will persevere and continue to persuade North Korea so that they too recognize and respond to our sincerity and goodwill. The Republic of Korea is committed to working with the international community in peacefully resolving the North Korean nuclear issue. We, within the framework of universal values, will continue to work closely with the international community to achieve common prosperity of the two Koreas.
존경하는 회원 여러분,
distinguished members and guests of the Korea Society,
여기 계신 여러분들은 민간 차원에서의 한미 우호 협력의 첨병입니다. 어려운 역경 속에도 한미 협력 강화를 위해 노력해 왔으며 한미 동맹이 흔들릴 때에도 그 중심을 잡아 주셨습니다. 이제 한미 동맹은 새로운 단계로 도약하는 계기를 맞이하고 있습니다. 여러분께서는 앞으로도 양국 간 협력을 보완하고 확장함으로써 더욱더 큰 역할을 해 주기를 부탁을 드립니다.
You are the vanguards for a brighter Korea-US friendship. Of course, there were challenges and difficulties, and some said that our alliance was faltering. But you are there always to keep this relationship steady and strong. I ask that you take on even loftier roles to lift our bilateral ties to the level of a true strategic alliance.
여러 어려움 속에서도 코리안 소사이어티가 지난 51년간 보여준 한미 관계 증진에 대한 각별한 관심과 활동에 감사드리고 앞으로도 큰 성과와 발전이 있기를 기원합니다. 한반도가 분단의 역사를 극복하고 새로운 동아시아의 미래를 열어갈 수 있도록 함께 힘을 보태주시기를 바랍니다.
Over the past 51 years, the Korea Society has demonstrated its commitment to the advancement of Korea-U.S. relations. I applaud your hard work and dedication. I wish you even greater success and progress in the coming years. We are old friends, true friends, and the best of friends. I ask you to come and join Korea and its people in opening a brand new chapter in our relations. Come join us as we overcome division on the Korean Peninsula to forge a brave new chapter of reconciliation and cooperation. Let us write together a bold new chapter of our future.
Again, I'm going to go to the first New York and I'm going to go to the 감사를 드리고 여러분 모두에게 하나님의 축복이 함께하기를 기원합니다.
Again, distinguished guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am deeply heartened to have arrived here in New York City, my first stop of my first presidential trip abroad. Once again, I would like to extend my warmest regard and appreciation. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Korea Society podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Members of the Korea Society are notified of all Korea Society events, enjoy discounts on admission to programs, and a complimentary subscription to the Korea Society Journal. Membership may be purchased online at our website, www.koreasociety.org.